Good morning. It is a Thursday, and it is the 26th of January, 2012. This is one of what I hope will be a series of what I'd like to call Onge's anecdotes, because they amused me, and while I was lying in bed last night for over an hour, unable to sleep, it occurred to me that there are strange remembrances in people's lives, and they're not always documented. So I thought I would start this to see what we could do about that. Me and Toast? Oh, Jake Toast. Complete with family interjections, because of where I'm recording, and it makes it more fun and informal. So, the first anecdote that springs to mind stems from one day when I went back to Worcester College for the blind. This would be about 13 or 14 years ago, and there was flooding going on at some of the stations. Very severe flooding. And so this meant I went from London Paddington to Reading and had to change trains, you see. And in doing so, I thought, okay, this should be easy. I've done enough train journeys in my life, no problem. Although my train is usually direct, you see. It wasn't as easy as all that, of course. Otherwise it wouldn't be anecdotal. So I got to Reading, and the security guard got me off the train, and he said to me, all right, I will get you when the train is coming. He did not do this, and I sat there for about 2.5 hours. About 4 or 5 trains came by that I heard announcements for, probably more. And, well, let's just say by the end of the time, I stood up, and I could hear this squeaky door in the background. And if you would believe it, it turned out to be the ladies' toilet. So I opened this door, not knowing that, being totally blind as I am, you know, it happens. And I got this very uppity lady saying, excuse me, what are you doing here? It's ladies' toilet. I said, well, excuse me, madam, but I've been waiting for this train for a long time. The security guard didn't get me. As you can see, I have a white stick. Would you mind taking me to the reception counter? And then she apologized profusely, took me to the reception counter, and at Reading ended up having to pay for a cab all the way from Reading to Worcester Station. Although the cab guy decided that since I'd had a bad day of it, and it was a school night, mind you, I didn't get back to school till about 9 o'clock, 9:30 that night, having left London at about 12:30 the same day, for one thing and another, that he would drive me all the way to the school and charge Reading for the extra mileage. And I thought that was most amusing. And so there you have it, the first in hopefully a series of crazy crazinesses. Enjoy.